Okay, well, hello everyone. Actually, right now it's 9:58 a.m., about to turn 9:59 on a Sunday, which is the day when this episode will be released. It's actually scheduled to release more or less 2 hours from now. So I have 2 hours to record this brand new unscripted updates episode, which is of Minecraft 1.17 snapshot 21W10A. So, once again, 21W10A, it means it's the first snapshot in the 10th week of 2021. And in my opinion, this is one of the game change one, yeah it's one of the more game-changing snapshots, because it shows us the brand new lush caves, which look absolutely fantastic. So there's a new biome, and there are now also infested deep slate with silverfish, and there's cracked deep slate bricks and cracked deep slate tiles, and also new creative blocks for deep slate copper, emerald, and coal ore. Now they don't actually generate, they're just there in the creative inventory for map makers and such. So yeah, first let's talk about the star of the show, the lush caves. So in the lush caves, so in these caves, there's moss which covers the floors and ceilings. Spore blossoms, they grow in the ceiling and they drip particles. They also have clay pools with drip leaf plants that grow out of them. Now these clay pools, they are actually very significant because they fix a huge Well, it's not really a huge, but it fixes a need in the Minecraft community, because clay is a surprisingly difficult resource to get. And, you know, fun fact, back when I was on Aplays SMP, in season one, which was, I think that was now May or June of 2020, I was going to create like a big building for the goodbye party and like welcome to season two sort of thing. And I was going to use a lot of bricks, but unfortunately I couldn't find any clay. I mean, it took me hours to get just a stack of bricks, and so instead I just settled with making a smaller, much more scaled down version of the build, because that used a lot less bricks and I only had like a day to build the entire thing. Anyway, that's not the point. Let's get back to the update. There's clay now in the lush caves, which is good. And of course, there are also azalea bushes and flowering azalea bushes. The azalea tree loves to have its roots in lush caves. And so, if you find an azalea tree, you know there's a lush cave beneath you, which is exactly what we saw in the original video in Minecraft Live. And when it comes to these azalea trees, I'm not entirely sure if it's just an oak tree with like new leaves or roots or something, but if it is a new tree, that would be pretty great. I would quite like a new wood type. Anyway, other than that, there are also cave vines and glow berries, and they both grow from the ceiling and they light up caves, of course. And if you take a look at the picture in the snapshot page, it actually is pretty bright, because that is, and I'm pretty sure that's on regular brightness with no night vision or anything. So now these glow berries are able to light up the caves pretty well, and that means that there's less of a need for torches and such. And in my opinion, that's pretty good, because whenever I'm mining personally, I always bring a bunch of torches, and they end up running out. And even though I still have like lots of food and lots of tools, I have to go out because I need more torches. Give me a sec. I have to take a call.
All right, hi. Sorry about that. So back to the update. So that's it for the Lush Caves biome, pretty much. You should take a look at YouTube videos showing the actual caves, because they do look really, really nice. I recommend taking a look at IBX Toycat's video on it. He did a good discussion on that. And now for some more changes. So of course, when you mine deep slate, you get cobbled deep slate, right? But now you can smelt cobbled deep slate, so you can get regular deep slate. And deep slate can be placed along any axis. I'm not entirely sure what any axis means, but if I'm not mistaken, I think it might be a directional block now, similar to logs, which is a really interesting change because, you know, cobblestone and stone aren't directional blocks. Anyway, you can now waterlog lightning rods, which in my opinion is not a very good idea, because if you're in the water, you could get like electrocuted or something. Anyway, now, this is one of the interesting ones. If you find a fossil in the deep slate caves, in the deepest part of the underground, instead of them generating with occasional bits of coal ore, they'll now generate with occasional bits of diamond ore, deep slate diamond ore to be exact. So that's really interesting. Another thing is that there are now new textures, but I like the improvement on the iron texture, but in my opinion, it could still use a bit of improvement. But then, you know, it's a lot better than the three streaks on the previous snapshot. Also, I've noticed some color correction sort of changes on the original diamond ore, which, in my opinion, that should not really be done, because if they want to preserve the original texture, they shouldn't really change it. And they changed deep slate as well, but in my opinion, the old deep slate texture was better. I think it's a bit more smooth, and I quite like that, because the new one's just a mishmash of squares and circles, you know? So I think the old one looks a bit better. And of course, there are also new textures for emerald, coal, and copper in deep slate. And I still cannot get over how nice the new emerald ore looks. It's my favorite ore in this new update, because I don't know, there's just something about it that makes it look really, really nice. And now, there is also new ore generation, which was, it was changed once again. So now there are more emeralds in mountains. They also increased the capacity for lapis to generate, and they've also reduced copper, gold, and redstone. Now there are smaller, so now diamonds, they generate in smaller veins. However, they generate now a little bit more frequently. However, overall, there is less diamond ore in the world. Now, there's also less iron, and it generates further down, deeper in the caves. And there's also reduced air exposure for coal. So you have to mine through the walls or strip mine to be able to find coal. But I've mentioned in the previous update, unscripted updates episode, about how good I believe the new 1.17 ore generation is, because you have to really get the there's really a specific place to go now instead of just a race to Y level 11, which is pretty great. There are also some fixed bugs, but that's a lot of bugs. And technical changes, you can run them in like shaders and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for 21W10 or 10A. So now I'll just give a quick update on the podcast itself and on myself. So I'm still sick because, I am still sick, but I am starting to get a little bit better. And just so everyone knows, I'm pretty sure that I'm sick because of stress. Stress from like school and other projects, because I've been having like some digestive issues, and then there's also, I've also been regularly getting nosebleeds and whatnot. And based on my research, that all comes down to stress. And I'm fairly certain that most of it is because of school. And so, yeah, sorry everyone for that. So, expect to see more unscripted updates, I'm guessing. However, I am getting better. I am getting better. So, once I do get, you know, completely well, then I'll be able to go to the next actual Dirt Hut episode. Now let's go over to this brand new email, because I got one email so far. This is from FlyingSquirrel_02, and Flying Squirrel says, "Hi Bit, love the podcast and hope you get well soon." And then they also gave some other suggestions, which I will actually cover in the next Dirt Hut episode, because they are related to the Village and Pillage update, specifically Ravagers. And so, yeah. Thank you. Thank you once again to Flying Squirrel for the email. And, yeah, I will cover the point you discussed in the next Dirt Hut episode, which I'm estimating would be 2 or 3 weeks from now, I'm guessing, based on how I'm feeling, like, you know, general health and stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So once again, thank you to X I'm Not Normal X for being a $5 patron. You can check out the Patreon in the description. I do weekly like articles and stuff on like myself, and I also give early access to episodes. Unfortunately, this episode will only be early access to X I'm Not Normal X for like 1 hour and 45 minutes or something like that. So yeah, thank you once again. You can send me an email or a voice message for feedback. Everything's in the description. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Episode. Yes. The next episode. Goodbye.